You know what I mean? I actually love that. Your doctors, they sit there, they talk to you, they'll call you. Your guy in, or my guy really, Dr. C, as we call him, in our clinic, physically would called me four times like, did you get your colonoscopy scheduled yet? Ken, I told you, you need to get a colonoscopy. I'm like, okay. He's like, I already made your referral. Here's your referral. There's no reason not to get one. As a matter of fact, I'm looking. There's one six blocks from your house. And I mean, literally, that's awesome. They called me about this. Yeah. And I did. I went and got it. And by the way, it was fine. Everybody thinks it's like not a like such a big deal. It was not a big deal at all. And they said, you don't have to come back for 10 years. You know what a weight off my shoulders that was?
You know, I was told the same thing 10 years, but I thought we lived different lifestyles, Ken. How is it that we're in the same category of colon risk?
What do you mean? You're healthy. I'm not.
That's a very good question.
Yeah, you said 10 years. I'm surprised.
Well, I'll tell you a story.
That's
we dog food it. We use our own services, right? We have our own health center. We have our own care managers. Mm-hmm. And I'm 54. And as of last summer, 12 months ago, I had not had a colonoscopy.
Are you serious?
And all of a sudden, I start getting, yeah, I mean.
Stu, come on, man.
I know the cobbler's children have no shoes, right? So I start getting literally these harassing calls. Uh-huh. Like, and I go by my middle name. So she's calling me. She's saying, Edward, Edward, Edward. So she was insistent, and I kept blowing her off. I didn't want to do it, made every excuse. And sure enough, so that I would not continue to get calls, I went and had the same outcome. He said, I'll see you in 10 years.
Says the CEO of Premise Health.
I love it.
I was blowing it off. I didn't want to go.
I hate going to the doctor.
Was it because it was a colonoscopy, though?
It was.
I mean, seriously, be honest. Because mine was. Like, I didn't want
to
go.
People
like,
can relate
to that.
It was worse, right?
Look, I go into our health center all the time. I'm very compliant with the pharmaceuticals that the doctor prescribes.
Sure.
But I was not up for going
in
for a colonoscopy.
Same.
And, you know, I'm glad that we had that program.
I think the headline of this segment, when we put it online, should be, colonoscopies, not that bad, but kind of.
You know what I got though, Phil? Like, they give you this liquid. I got pills instead. They gave me pills.
Okay.
I took the pills instead. Worked like a charm. I don't know. I would recommend it for anybody. What's the age group that you're supposed to start getting? Didn't they move it back a little bit?
Yeah, I think mid-40s, right?
I think it's mid-40s.
You gotta just do it. Like you said, like you've always said, Ed. Like, that's,
I guess,
one
I'm
of
too
the
young
most
for that,
curable,
guys.
Catchable. Like, you catch that early, you know, you're good, right? You wait and you wait. You're not good.
Yeah.
So
another 10 years for you and I, Ed.
I think I have to go early. I've got family history.
Oh, got it.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Can I go with
you?
I
was saying how we're so young.
Do you want to watch? Can we get the microphones? WGN remote.
That would be awesome.
That's exactly what I'm going to sound like.
For sure.
I've got no shame. There's no shame in my colonoscopy game.
Listen, we got to take a break. Stu, as always, fascinating to talk with you. Kudos to you and Premise Health and your competitors, by the way, for taking on this model and doing what I think is God's work and helping our members stay healthy, get healthy, have access to good, you know, solid medicine, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise we wouldn't. So yet another thing that the unions are doing, the building trades are doing, you know, other unions are doing as well, like you mentioned Unite Here, but you know, the other unions that are these nascent ones, the Starbucks and Amazons and whatever, go ask for this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Go put it in your contracts, demand it, right? Get it, go get it. It's
right
there.
Because to your point, I mean, you say that what you do is disrupt healthcare, and what does that look like on our end? It's union funds are saving money. Our members have more access to care, better access to care, and the health outcomes are all better, demonstrably, over a period of years. So if that's disruption, that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And everybody should be asking
for that. Your members are working all day,
right?
I wouldn't call it working, Stu. If you like what you do for a living, you never work a day.
That's exactly right. Man.
Well, my point is, it's really hard for them to take time off to go see a doctor.
That's true.
And so you have to be open and accessible when they can come see you.
Yeah,
so,
no, you're
I have to tell you, it's a real honor to be working with the trades. This is a group that needs what we do, and we are perfectly aligned with the fund because of the mission of Premise and the mission of the fund. So,
for sure.
A lot of fun.
Match made in heaven.
And thank you so much for your sponsorship of the Workers' Mic. It really does mean a lot to us.
You know, you bet.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hey, we will be back right after this with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.